Auckland's Radio.
Well, I'm really excited to say that I've got a gentleman in the studio who I have met before. He's local author Harry Turner, and we featured his book and talked about him not so very long ago. But in a conversation I had with Harry, he mentioned, I'd love to be able to read the poem Gunga Din on the radio. Well, as a local radio station, what else are we here for than to serve? So we're so pleased to have you in the studio, Harry.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. And tell me, why does this poem mean so much to you?
Well, it was first told to me by my sergeant when I was in the British Army over 50 years ago. And it's very much set in the imperial age in India. And it just struck me as being extraordinary of its time, because initially you think the poem is very slightly racist, but towards the end of the poem you realise it isn't at all. It's quite a remarkable piece of work by Rudyard Kipling.
And I understand that, I mean, you are going to read it here today, but you actually know it by memory?
I know it by heart, but I must tell your listeners that I brought the book along just in case I dry, because you're quite an intimidating chap to sit in front of.
Indeed I am, you're absolutely right. Tell me then, do you know lots of poems off by heart?
Quite a few, yes.
So this is not just Gunga Din and nothing.
A little Tennyson, a Masefield, a few other bits and pieces, many of which have drifted away as I get older. But
I am surrounded in the studio by massive intellect here. Why don't you go ahead, Harry? This is Harry Turner and Gunga Din.
You may talk of gin and beer when you're safely quartered here and you're sent to penny fights and Aldershot it. But when it comes to slaughter, you will do your work on water, and you'll lick the blimmin' boots of him who's got it. Now, in India's sunny clime, where I used to spend my time, a serving of Her Majesty the Queen, of all them black-faced crew, the finest man I knew was our regimental bisti, Gunga Din. He was din, din, din. You limping lump of brick dust, Gunga Din. Hi, slippy, hit the rayo. Water, get it, panny leo, you squidgy-nosed old idol, Gunga Din. Now, the uniform he wore wasn't very much before, and rather less than half of that behind. For a piece of twisty rag and a goatskin water bag was all the field equipment he could find. When the sweating troop train lay in a siding through the day, and the heat would make your blooming eyebrows crawl, we shouted, hurry by, till our throats were bricky dry. Then we whopped him, cos he couldn't serve us all. It was din, din, din. You heathen, where the mischief have you been? You put some juldi in it, or I'll marry you this minute, if you don't fill up my helmet, Gunga Din. He would dot and carry one till the longest day was done, and he didn't seem to know the use of fear. If we charged or broke or cut, you could bet your blooming nut he'd be waiting 50 paces right flank rear. With his mussick on his back, he would skip with our attack and watched us till the bugles made retire. And for all his dirty hide, he was white, clear white inside, when he went to tend the wounded under fire. It was din, 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 with the bullets kicking dust spots on the green. When the cartridges ran out, you could hear the front rank shout, high ammunition mules, and Gunga Din. I shan't forget the night when I fell behind the fight with a bullet where my belt plate should have been. I was choking mad with thirst, but the man who spied me first was our good old grinning, grunting Gunga Din. He lifted up my head. He plugged me where I bled. He gave me half a pint of water. Green. It was crawling, and it stunk. But of all the drinks I've drunk, I'm gratefulest to one from Gunga Din. Din, din, din. There's a beck of a bullet through his spleen. He's lying on the ground. He's kicking all around. For God's sake, get him, Walker, Gunga Din. And he carried me away to where a dooley lay. And then a bullet came and drilled the beggar clean. He put me safe aside, and just before he died, I hope you liked your drink, said Gunga Din. So I'll see him later on in the place where he has gone, where it's always double drill, no canteen. He'll be sitting on hot coals, giving drinks to poor damned souls. I'll get a swig in hell from Gunga Din. Din, din, din. You Lazarusian leather Gunga Din, though I've belted you and flayed you by the living God that made you, you're a better man than I am. Dunkerton.
Harry Turner, local author and celebrity, reading there, Gunga Din. Harry, that was absolutely wonderful. And you lived every word. You acted that. You didn't read it, you acted it. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much for coming in. Brooklyn's Radio.